what I seen, I stayed on work. I didn't have to go to court, and the others blabbed it out. But I seen it all done, you know. Everything there, seen a fella die. And the others, their talk went to court, but I couldn't go. Of course, I may talk too much now, you know. I may talk too much in the wrong places, you know.
Do the white people and colored people get along pretty well around here?
Huh?
White people and colored people get along pretty well around here?
As far as I know, I've got some good colored friends. And they believe in me, you know, they believe in me. And I talk to a colored friend I got, he hauls me sometime. I hire him, I get in a tight, I hire him, carry me to town. I asked him, he said, ain't nobody gonna bother you, said they're afraid of you. He told me it's afraid of me. It wouldn't want to bother me. I ain't nothing to be afraid of. Of course, I ain't running. If they come in here to rob me, they'd have me to kill. I'd be like the preacher was. Now, I hear the story about a preacher. Every time a preacher went in the country, there's a lot of bad boys who take him down and whip him, you know. And he said, this boy met this fella, preacher riding in on his horse. He says, you know what we do with preachers in this country? Said, we whip them. Are you ready for your whipping? He said, if you let me pray a little bit, said, I'll be all right. He got out and prayed that the Lord might give him strength to whip that fella. And he got up from there, he wore that fella out going on to church. Well, I want the Lord to give me strength to handle it, whoever he is, you know. They come in while I was gone, robbed my house. Right here, they robbed my house, you know. Stole bedspreads, counterpins, fans, different things. And about 7 rolls of barbed wire, mowing machine, I don't know what all that stole there, you know. But they just lose our way. They'll have to pay that back in double fold. But they come in here. There's a nigger woman, I thought it was, a nigger girl come here one night. At night. And I done latched the door there. And she says, I said, well, what is it you want? You got a flat or something? I said, no, I want a drink of water. Well, I said, well, I could give her a drink of water, you know. I latched the door behind me. Might have been a trick, you know. I coming in, give her a drink of water and brought her back out. Ahead of she had something in her arms when she comes to the door. I thought it was a baby, but it was a dog. An old poodle dog. And I put her out the door there and I said, where are you going? I'm going to my grandma's. She's going that way. Well, she walked on out that time lukewarm.